Pope Benedict XVI is back at the Vatican this morning after concluding a three-day visit to Cyprus. The Holy Father flew into Rome yesterday evening following a ceremony at Larnaca International Airport. Earlier in the day, the Pope visited the Maronite Cathedral of Our Lady of Graces in Nicosia and celebrated Mass at a sports centre in the capital, after which he presented the Instrumentum Laboris for the October Synod of Churches in the Middle East. Charles Collins is in Cyprus for us and he joins us live on the line. Charles, what has the reaction been in the press this morning to the Pope's visit to Cyprus?
The reaction has been pretty good, Lydia. When the Pope left Cyprus yesterday, of course, the President said the Holy Father had been a messenger of peace and a fervent supporter of equality. Of course, you expect presidents on trips like this to say things like this. And so it's always interesting to look at what the press says the next day. Of course, this was the first ever trip of a pope to Cyprus and the first trip of Pope Benedict to a predominantly Orthodox country. So the people were wondering what was going to be said. And, well, one headline in a Greek language daily just said it bluntly, peace and friendship. This is the message of the pope to Cyprus, with a big picture of a smiling Pope Benedict. The Pope was the top story in all of the newspapers, and there was a lot of interest in what he'd said about the Middle East and Israel. If you remember, when giving over the Instrumentum Laboris, or the working document on the Synod, Pope Benedict appealed for an urgent and concerted international effort to resolve the ongoing tensions in the Middle East, especially in the Holy Land, before such conflicts lead to greater bloodshed. And that phrase, greater bloodshed, was used in a lot of the headlines. On television, I was watching all the news programs on the Cypriot stations last night. And again, the Pope was the leading story. There was much said about his words on the Middle East. But there was also a lot of interest shown in the liturgies themselves, especially the Mass on Sunday morning. As you know, most of the Pope's discourses during this trip were given in English, but he did have a few sentences in Greek, but he also led a few prayers in Greek, and there was a lot of interest in this on TV. The television news shows showed many of these moments of the Pope speaking Greek in prayer, and especially when he was leading the congregation in prayer during the Mass. All in all, the local press is calling the visit a success, and they're saying it went very smoothly. Lydia?
Charles, many thanks for that. Charles Collins there reporting for us from Cyprus.